Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com with another study in Jeremiah chapter 51. Today we're going to cover verses 51 through 55. I'll begin by reading the verses, and then we'll go into the introduction, and then take each verse one at a time, and then end with a conclusion. Beginning at verse 51, we read, "We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. A sound of a cry cometh from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because the Lord has spoiled Babylon, and destroyed out of her the great voice. When her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered." In these verses, we first find that God's people are ashamed because strangers are come into the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house. Why are God's people ashamed? And who are these strangers that have entered the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house? And when did all this take place? Well, because these strangers did come into the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house, we are told, "Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will do judgment upon her," that is, upon Babylon's graven images, "and through all her," that is, Babylon's land, "the wounded shall groan." When is it when Yahweh does judgment upon Babylon's graven images? And what are Babylon's graven images? And who are these wounded that groan throughout Babylon's land because of Yahweh's judgment? Then we are told, "Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me," that is Yahweh, "shall spoilers come unto her, says Yahweh." So no matter how great Babylon would become, and though she protects the height of her strength, Yahweh would send spoilers into Babylon to destroy her. When is it when Yahweh sends these spoilers into her? And who are these spoilers? And how do these spoilers destroy Babylon? Finally, we read that in destroying Babylon, Yahweh destroyed out of her the great voice, and because of this, Babylon's waves do roar like great waters. A noise of their voice is uttered. What is this great voice which is destroyed out of Babylon by Yahweh? And what are these waves that roar like great waters because of the great voice having been destroyed out of Babylon? And what does it mean that these waves roar like great waters? These questions and more will be answered in this study. May our glorious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ set our minds on things above, that we might see those things which work to conform us into the image of Christ in thought, word, and deed. Amen. Let's begin with verse 51 and look at it by itself. Once again, it reads, "We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are come into the sanctuary of the Lord's house." in this verse we first read, we are confounded. Clearly, the we in this sentence, we are confounded, refers to Yahweh's people. And the word translated as confounded can also be translated as disappointed or disconcerted. So our verse reads, we, that is Yahweh's people, are confounded, or we could say disappointed, or we could say disconcerted. And why are we, that is Yahweh's people, confounded, disappointed, or disconcerted? Well, we are told, because we, that is Yahweh's people, have heard reproach. And what reproach is it that we, Yahweh's people, have heard? Well, in the context, it must have to do with having heard that strangers are come into the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house, where they do not belong. In the historical account, this had to do with the strangers, the Babylonians, also called Chaldeans, who conquered Jerusalem and ransacked the temple in 587 BC. But in the spiritual account, this had to do with the strangers, that is the false Christians, also called Babylonians or Chaldeans, who spiritually ransacked all the Christian churches worldwide and spiritually destroyed them with false gospels and teachings by September 7, 1994, during the Great Tribulation, which was from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. So, there was an ancient historical account of strangers, that is the Babylonians, coming into the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house in 587 BC. And this was a type or a picture of the strangers, that is the false Christians, and Satan, the spiritual Babylonians or Chaldeans, who came into all the sanctuaries of the churches of our Lord Jesus Christ during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011 to spiritually destroy them. Now, we are told that shame has covered our faces. That is, shame has covered the faces of the people of Yahweh. Why? Because strangers are come into the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house. You see, throughout the church age from 33 AD to May 21, 1988, it was the responsibility of Yahweh's people to keep the kingdom of Satan from overtaking the churches by carefully screening out false doctrines and teachings as well as false brethren. Unfortunately, we failed at this task, so that by the end of the church age, the churches were already filled with false brethren. And by September 7th of 1994, during the Great Tribulation, all churches worldwide had been taken over by Satan and false brethren as judgment against them. And the elect had been spiritually killed, that is, silenced in the churches. High places of false doctrine had been set up throughout the various churches worldwide as the churches were spiritually ransacked by false gospels and teachings. This spiritual destruction of all the churches brought shame to God's people because it took place, at least in part, due to their sins. It was Yahweh's judgment against His very own people, which brought about the spiritual ransacking of all the churches, which in turn brought shame to God's people because they had sinned by participation in the high places of false teachings in the churches. For instance, many of God's people participated in the high place of infant baptism, or the high place of holding church confessions and catechisms above that of the Word of God, or the high place of divorce and remarriage when the spouse was still living, or the high place of women pastors or women teachers of men, or the high place of dispensationalism with its false teaching of the literal 1,000-year reign of Christ yet to come, or the high place of salvation by the work of just believing, or the high place of believing that God is still today giving revelation in dreams, voices, tongues, prophecy, visions, and the like. And there were other high places as well. My point being that because of the sins of God's very own people, God brought judgment against all the Christian churches. That is, strangers came into them, and this brought shame to God's people, as it was all due to their sins. Hence, we can now understand why our verse says, "Shame has covered our," that is the people of God's, "faces, for strangers, due to God's judgment, are come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house, and they came into Yahweh's house to spiritually destroy it by false gospels and teachings, and they did so during the Great Tribulation, from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. Indeed, the Word of God says, judgment begins with the house of God, and God's judgment was wrought during the Great Tribulation. Now let's move on to verse 52 of Jeremiah 51. Verse 52. "Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded shall groan." In this verse, we first read, "Wherefore," or we could translate it as "therefore." That is, because strangers have come into the sanctuary of Yahweh's house to destroy it, therefore, behold. In other words, therefore, tune in and pay careful attention to what I, Yahweh, am about to say. Then Yahweh says, "The days come that I will do judgment upon her," that is, Babylon's graven images. That is, because the Babylonians entered the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house to destroy them, as they did in the historical account in 587 BC, and as the spiritual Babylonians did in the spiritual account during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, Yahweh says, "The days will come when I will do judgment upon Babylon's graven images." Now, in the historical account, Yahweh's judgment upon the graven images of Babylon took place beginning on 539 BC when Darius the Mede, who was a type of Christ, conquered and slew the king of Babylon, recorded in Daniel 5 verses 30 through 31. But in the spiritual account, Darius the Mede was a picture of Christ himself who conquered the king of Babylon, that is Satan, on May 21, 2011, when he deposed Satan from ruling over both the world and all the churches. So when Yahweh says the days come, he is talking about the days of judgment, which began on May 21, 2011. These are the days in which Yahweh does judgment upon Babylon's graven images. But what are the graven images or idols of Babylon? Spiritually, the graven images or idols of Babylon represent all the false gods of Babylon. and all the false gods of Babylon, that is of this world, including all churches, are Satan and his demons. And to do judgment upon Satan and his demons began on May 21, 2011, when they were deposed from ruling over the world and all the churches. During the Great Tribulation, from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, Satan and his demons were given complete rule over the churches by God as judgment against the churches. But then on May 21, 2011, Yahweh brought his judgment against Satan and his demons for having done what they did. They were deposed from ruling over all the churches and the world, and they now, in a sense, are on death row awaiting their complete annihilation on the last day of judgment day that we are now in. So the graven images are Satan and his demons, and Yahweh did judgment to them beginning on Judgment Day, May 21, 2011, and he will complete his judgment upon them on the relatively soon-to-come last day of Judgment Day in which we now find ourselves. Now, continuing with our verse, it reads, or it read when we read it, "And through all her land," that is through all the land of Babylon, "the wounded shall groan." And why do the wounded groan? Well, because all the people of Babylon, that is of this world, including all the churches, have all been run through with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, which declares any possibility of their salvations to have come to an end. They are not literally groaning, of course, but their spiritual condition is one of groaning because their spiritual condition is now certain to remain spiritually dead in Adam, and they will all soon perish on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. Indeed, through all the land of Babylon, that is this world, including all the churches, the wounded now spiritually groan as they await their final destruction on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. Moving on to verse 53 of Jeremiah 51, verse 53. It reads, "Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord." Here we first read, "Though Babylon should mount up to heaven." Literally it reads, "Though Babylon ascend the heavens." To ascend the heavens is a figure of speech to mean that Babylon is becoming greater and greater. And we can see how Babylon, this world, has become greater and greater. She has ascended the heavens in the last 100 years by the explosion of technology. Virtually every area of study in this world has made tremendous strides forward due to the technology explosion. Babylon is even now able to literally ascend the heavens by spacecraft, and there is no end to her new discoveries. Indeed, Babylon has ascended the heavens by leaps and bounds, and there appears to be no end to her ever-increasing greatness. She even ascended the heavens in the sense that she gained rule over all the churches during the Great Tribulation, from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. Indeed, it appeared as if Satan had become God himself as he ruled over all the churches that Christ had bought by his own blood. We read about Satan during the Great Tribulation in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, "who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God," or that is worshipped, "so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God," that is in the churches, showing himself that he is God. So, Satan had ascended to great heights up until Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, when Satan was deposed from ruling over all the churches and the world, and Christ began to rule in his stead with a rod of iron, which permits none to any longer be eternally saved. Now our verse continues, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, literally, it reads, and though she, that is Babylon, fortify, that is fence in, the height of her strength. In other words, even though Babylon protects herself from losing her strong and great position, yet from me, that is Yahweh, shall spoilers come unto her, saith Yahweh. So no matter how great and powerful the kingdom of Satan became during the Great Tribulation, and she did become incredibly great and strong because she gained rulership not only over the entire world, but also over all the Christian churches as judgment against them. Yes, she ascended the heavens, but even though she ascended the heavens, on May 21, 2011, Yahweh sent spoilers unto Babylon. And since the word translated as spoilers could be translated as destroyers or devastators, these spoilers came unto Babylon to destroy or devastate her. And we know who these destroyers are. Yes, they are the elect of God. They have come to spiritually destroy Babylon, that is this world, including all churches, through the revealing unto Babylon that her ascending the heavens in greatness and strength has come to an end. For none of Babylon's people can any longer be eternally saved, which means she is destined to remain spiritually dead in Adam and destined to destruction on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. Yes, Babylon has been devastated. She has no eternal hope, but she will perish as the animals of the earth, never to have the breath of life ever again. Moving on to verse 54 of Jeremiah 51. Verse 54, it reads, a sound of cry comes from Babylon, a great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. In this verse, we first read, a sound of cry comes from Babylon. Literally, it simply states, a sound of outcry from Babylon. And we ask, why would there be an outcry from Babylon? Well, remember, in the previous verse, spoilers or destroyers had come unto Babylon beginning on May 21, 2011. So we would expect there to be an outcry among the population of Babylon because of these destroyers who have come to destroy Babylon. But does this mean that the peoples of Babylon, that is the peoples of this world, including all the churches, are literally crying out? We certainly don't hear anyone crying out in the world and the churches regarding these destroyers. Why? Because what we have here is a word picture of the spiritual condition of the world and all the churches. Namely, that they are in a spiritual condition of outcry or crying out because the spoilers or destroyers, that is the elect, are revealing to them that they no longer have any possibility of eternal salvation in Jesus Christ. This automatically puts them in a spiritual condition of outcry. To put it another way, if all the world and churches understood that they were under the wrath of God with no possibility of their eternal salvations, We would hear them crying out in despair because they would have no hope of life after death, and they would know that they are soon to be destroyed forever. Indeed, if all we have is this life and no life after, then we are of all people most miserable. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19. But now our verse continues with not only a sound of outcry from Babylon, but we read, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. It is not a physical destruction, but a spiritual destruction wherein all of Babylon's eternal hopes for life after death have been shattered by the elect's declaration of no more eternal salvation possible according to the word of Almighty God. But why does our verse say, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, instead of, and great destruction from the land of the Babylonians? Well, the Chaldeans were Babylonians. In fact, they lived in the southern portion of Babylon, and they are the ones who conquered Jerusalem in 587 BC. As we know, they were a type of the false Christians in the churches who were used by Satan to spiritually destroy all the churches during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. And they now fill all the churches wherein the elect can no longer be found as they have departed out. So when our verse says, and destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, it is talking about great destruction from all the ones now in all the churches, the spiritual Chaldeans, the false Christians. Yes, the spoilers, the elect, have spiritually destroyed the people who have remained in all the churches worldwide with God's message of no more eternal salvation possible for them. They are all destined to remain spiritually dead in Adam, and they will all be annihilated on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day in which we now find ourselves. To go to church in our day is to place yourself in the most hopeless place in the world. Finally, our last verse, that is verse 55 of Jeremiah 51, reads, because the Lord has spoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice, when her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voices uttered. Here we are given the reason why what we read in the previous verse takes place, namely, that an outcry comes from Babylon and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. It is because, as we read, the Lord Yahweh has spoiled Babylon. The word translated as spoiled can be translated as devastated or destroyed. So our verse now reads, Yahweh has devastated or destroyed Babylon. And we know how Yahweh has destroyed Babylon. It has been by his removal of eternal salvation from off the face of the earth when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. No one who is of Babylon, that is of this world, or the external church, can any longer be eternally saved. Therefore, they are all to remain spiritually dead until their complete destruction comes on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day, as I've said many times, that we are now in. But not only are we told that Yahweh has destroyed Babylon, but he has destroyed out of her the great voice. What might this great voice be? We read in Revelation 1, verses 10 through 13, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. and what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with the garment down to his foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Clearly, the great voice in this passage is Christ Jesus himself. And there are other passages wherein we assume that the great voice, wherein when we assume that the great voice is Christ, as we just learned, they make perfect sense. For instance, we read in Revelation 11, verse 12, "And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up here. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them." Obviously, it makes perfect sense that the great voice from heaven saying unto them, "Come up here," is the voice of Christ. And again, we read in Revelation 16:1, "And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth." Once again, it makes perfect sense that the great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God," is Christ Jesus himself, as he is the one who commands or is in charge of the angels, and thus would be the one who would tell the angels to pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Similarly, we read in Revelation 16, verse 17, "And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, It is done." Here, it makes perfect sense once again that if the great voice is the voice of Christ, that it comes out of the temple of heaven from the throne. For it is Christ who, after having ascended into heaven, now sits on the throne, ruling from heaven. So, given all the evidence, we can conclude that the great voice in the Bible is the voice of Christ himself. And when our verse says that Yahweh has destroyed out of her, that is out of Babylon, the great voice, it means that the voice of Christ is no longer to be heard in Babylon. It's no longer to be heard in this world, including all the churches. And if the voice of Christ is no longer being heard in this world and all the churches, then no one can possibly be eternally saved. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. But the word of God, which is the voice of Christ, can no longer be heard, we are told. Therefore, saving faith can no longer come to anyone. We have then another verse here which teaches the end to eternal salvation on Judgment Day, which we know began on May 21, 2011. Now, we are not saying that the voice of Christ is not being externally declared, for Bible verses are being spoken all around the world. But we are saying that no one is spiritually hearing the voice of Christ unto eternal salvation. This is because Yahweh has spiritually destroyed out of this world and all the churches, that is Babylon, the great voice. It's a spiritual voice, which is necessary to bring eternal life to people. The Bible can be preached all over the world in all the churches, but unless people can spiritually hear the voice of Christ, they cannot be saved. And during the day of judgment in which we now find ourselves, the spiritual voice of Christ has been destroyed, and therefore no one can be eternally saved. Next, as we continue in our verse, we read, "When her waves do roar like great waters." When her waves do roar like great waters. Literally, it reads, without the when, it reads, and their waves roar as many waters. And their waves roar as many waters. In the Bible, the sea represents they that dwell in the world, or simply the wicked or the unsaved of the world. For instance, we read in Psalm 98:7, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So that verse right there is telling us that the sea roaring is equivalent to the world, and the fullness thereof is equivalent to they that dwell therein in the world. And we read in Isaiah 57:20, for instance, but the wicked are like the troubled sea. The wicked are the unsaved. So it's the unsaved or the wicked who are like the troubled sea. So since the sea represents the wicked or the unsaved of the world, the waves of the sea represent the wicked or the unsaved of the world in tumult or in a commotion or in a stir or in a turbulence, or as our verse reads in the King James Version, in a roar, because that is what waves are, namely the sea in tumult, in a commotion, in a stir, in turbulence, or in a roar. This is why we read in our verse that their waves roar as many waters. For the word translated as roar can also be translated as be in tumult, in a commotion, in a stir, or in turbulence. Now let's focus on the last part of this sentence, which states, as many waters. What does it mean that their waves roar as many waters? We learn just what the term many waters symbolizes in Revelation 17, where we read in verse 15, and he saith unto me, the waters, that is the many waters in verse 1 of Revelation 17, and he saith to me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. In other words, many waters represent all the peoples, multitudes, and nations with various languages or tongues throughout the world. So when our verse says, and their waves roar, their waves roar as many waters, it simply means that all the peoples worldwide are in a tumult. They're in a commotion, in a stir, in a turbulence, or the roar of a noise of a wave. And why are the peoples of the world in a tumult, commotion, a stir, a turbulence, or a roar? Well, remember the context. It is because Yahweh has spoiled or destroyed Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice, that is the voice of Christ unto salvation. Finally, our verse read, a noise of their voice is uttered. A noise of their voice is uttered. This could be translated as, a roar of their voice is uttered. Since their voice refers to the voice of the peoples of Babylon, that is the peoples of this world, including all the churches, we are simply being told that in response to Babylon having been spiritually destroyed, beginning on May 21, 2011, by the removal of the great voice, that is the removal of the voice of Christ unto eternal salvation, a roar of their voice, that is the peoples of Babylon, this world and all the churches, is uttered. That is the people of this world and all the churches are in an uproar to the fact of eternal salvation having come to an end when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. They don't believe it, and a roar of their voice is uttered against it. Well, in conclusion to our study, After the Great Tribulation had begun on May 21, 1988, the elect became ashamed of themselves because of their sins in participating in the churches, which worshipped at high places of false doctrine, brought about by Yahweh's wrath upon all the churches beginning in 1988. And what Yahweh did was send strangers, that is, He sent false Christians, spiritual Babylonians or Chaldeans, into the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house, that is, into all the churches worldwide. These strangers of false Christians were instrumental in ushering in false gospels and teachings into the churches, which spiritually destroyed the churches worldwide. The elect who were in the churches were spiritually killed, that is, silenced, as they were looked down upon, treated poorly, ignored, or simply cast out of the church. Even though the elect attempted to bring truth in the churches, they were not permitted to teach or preach. Indeed, it was as if they had all already been cast out of the church. But because strangers or false Christians had come into the churches to take them over, especially during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, Yahweh said through Jeremiah the prophet, "Behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon her," that is, upon Babylon's graven images, "and through all her land the wounded will groan." Babylon's graven images were all her false gods, who spiritually were Satan and his demons. The judgment that Yahweh brought upon Babylon's graven images, or false gods, began on May 21, 2011, when Satan and his demons were deposed from their great rule over the world and all the churches, and in a sense, they were then put on death row until they will be annihilated on the last day of Judgment Day, which we are now in. And then we are told that through all her, that is, through all Babylon's land, the wounded will groan. The wounded, of course, are everyone who were not saved by May 21, 2011. These were all slain and wounded by the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, which declared an end to any possibility of their ever becoming eternally saved. And their spiritual condition is that of groaning. Not that they are literally groaning ever since Judgment Day began, but their spiritual condition is that of groaning, as they can no longer be eternally saved, but they are certain to soon be destroyed forever on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. Now we discovered that though Babylon ascend the heavens, and though she fortifies the height of her strength, nevertheless, from me, that is from Yahweh, spoilers come under her, says Yahweh. So no matter how great this world, including all the churches, that is Babylon, became during the Great Tribulation, and no matter that she protected the height of her strength during that time, Yahweh would send spoilers under her on May 21, 2011. These spoilers were the elect. They have now been sent unto this world, including all the churches, that is Babylon, to bring the message of no more eternal salvation. This message has spoiled the plans of Babylon to ascend the heavens and live eternally, but it has ensured that Babylon, this world, and all the churches will relatively soon be destroyed forever. Then finally, we found that in Yahweh having spoiled Babylon, that is, having spoiled the world, including all the churches, by the removal of eternal salvation from them, that He destroyed out of her the great voice. This great voice we found to be the voice of Christ that brings eternal salvation. And since the great voice was destroyed on May 21, 2011, from the midst of this world, including all the churches, that is Babylon, everyone who was still of this world, or the external church, can no longer be eternally saved. And this has caused Babylon, Babylon's waves to roar like many waters. That is, it has caused the unsaved people of this world and the church to roar, to be in a commotion, to be in a stir, or be in a turbulence like the peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. In fact, a roar of their voice is uttered. Now, until the next time, may Yahweh, through our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.